One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Henry, Fanny, and Clifford in the library.
Henry, you're behaving very oddly.
Yes.
Is your knee all right, Henry?
My knee is all right. My teeth are all right. My appetite is all right. I have no temperature. I'm physically sound, in splendid condition.
Says he's all right, Mom.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Things can get pretty hectic the last few days before Christmas, can't they? There are so many last-minute changes of plans, so much to be done. At the end of a day, aren't you sometimes worn out? Your head aches and you feel just miserable. Well, that's the time to remember Alka-Seltzer, friends. Yes, remember and take Alka-Seltzer for the fast, effective relief it can give. If you're downtown, stop in at a drugstore fountain for a glass of Alka-Seltzer. Keep Alka-Seltzer where you work, too, and always, of course, at home. Yes, where there's Alka-Seltzer, there's a way to fast relief from the pain and discomfort of a headache. That's Alka-Seltzer, your friend, in the friendly blue and white package. Chapter 19, Book 81. It is before dinner in Seacliff, San Francisco. At the Barber family home, Mrs. Kettleman, the housekeeper, is alone and busy in the kitchen. Upstairs in Paul's studio at the top of the house, Paul and Claudia are quietly talking. And down in the cheerful library, Henry, Fanny, and Clifford are gathered awaiting the call to dinner. Henry has been looking unseeingly at his newspaper, sometimes muttering under his breath, shifting uneasily in his chair. A quiet talk with his granddaughter, Teddy, this morning had an unexpected development which he hasn't quite confessed, even to Fanny. He lowers his paper and stares moodily into the fire. Clifford and Fanny exchange glances.
Henry?
Yes?
Are you feeling all right?
Yes.
Are you still worrying about Teddy? If you're perfectly sure, Henry, that you said nothing sharp to her, nothing to hurt her feelings, you shouldn't worry any more about it.
Yes.
Dad, this morning when I took breakfast up to Teddy, and that was before you had talked to her, her eyes kept filling up with tears over nothing whatever. Poor gal's in a kind of a hysterical state, that's all.
Yes.
Clifford, this is the way you acted when you have a toothache. Henry, is that what it is?
I have no toothache.
Ooh.
Yes. Sorry, Fanny. I had no intention of speaking so loudly.
That's the way you spoke to Teddy this morning. No wonder she ran out of here crying.
Nothing of the sort. I didn't raise my voice.
Well, is your knee all right, Henry?
Yes, my knee is all right.
Well, for goodness sakes, then, what's the matter?
My teeth are all right. My knee is all right. My appetite is all right. I have no temperature. I'm physically sound, in splendid condition.
He says he's all right, Mom.
People don't come here anymore. Two or three times a week. That's the most I see of my children. Two or three times a week, in and out. Oof, good.
Who are you talking about now?
Jack. I don't see Jack unless he comes over to borrow something.
Jack's been busy at the office, Henry, and he's tired at night.
3 days since Hayes has been here. Then she didn't stay. Hello. New letter from Pinky. Goodbye. Didn't stay.
Is Pinky still sending money to pay off his debt, Dad?
And Claudia just now. Did you see that entrance she made in here? Hello, Dad. Pardon me. I'm going up to see Paul. Oof. Go on. Yes, lives 6 blocks straight down, and I haven't seen her for days. And when she does come here, hello, Dad, pardon me, somebody else to talk to. Oof, up the stairs.
No, Henry.
Joan. Haven't seen Joan 5 times since she got her new car. Hank, never see Hank. Margaret, high school, too busy. I tell you, Fanny, our family is drifting away from us. Nobody comes to see us anymore. And when they do come, where do they go? Up to see Paul.
There's a reason for everything, Henry.
And what is amusing about that remark, if you please?
Nothing at all, Dad. Just breathing.
Yes.
Henry, perhaps the reason that people drop in so rarely and stay such a brief time... Oh, well. I'll let you figure it out.
And just what am I to figure out?
I think I'll go up and take a shower before dinner. Is there time?
There is if you hurry.
If I miss Claude when she comes down, tell her I may walk over by her house tonight.
All right, Clifford.
Even Clifford doesn't like to stay in the room with us.
Henry, you know you haven't been very genial lately. As a matter of fact, ever since Elwood and Teddy separated.
But I haven't mentioned their names since Teddy left here in that hysterical state this morning.
Are you sure you can't think what might have caused the outburst?
Honey, don't harp on it. I don't know what it was that upset Teddy. I was having a gentle, quiet chat, and suddenly she turned on a torrent of tears. Yes, yes, women.
I wonder if you and I don't need a vacation.
From what?
Oh, just to get away. You toss and moan at night, you're not eating well either, and you snap at people.
Yeah.
Just because your granddaughter's left her husband is certainly no excuse for you to speak Mrs. Kettleman the way you did this noon about the rice pudding.
What did I say to Mrs. Kettleman?
It was the way you said it. No thanks, Mrs. Kettleman. No more rice pudding. Hmm. Well, it was worse than that.
Okay, please.
Huh? Claudia's coming down.
Oh, do you think perhaps she'll deign to stop and honor us with a moment of her time?
Well, that may depend upon how you act. You can't expect people to stay if you give them nothing but lamentations.
Hi there.
Claudia, Claudia, come in, my dear. Pull up a chair by the fire for a minute. It was a very colorful sunset tonight. Did you notice it?
No, I didn't happen to, Dad. Well, how are you, Mom? What are you knitting?
A Christmas sweater. Don't ask me for whom.
All right, I won't. Not a word.
How is Nicholas lately? I haven't seen him for a week, Claudia.
He's fine, Dad. What kind of wool is that, Mom?
It's a real Shetland.
That's a lovely shade, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. A warm yellow. Sit down, my dear.
Oh, I can't. I've got to go home. I just ran over to talk to Paul about Teddy. She's gone up to the Sky Ranch.
Huh?
What's that, Claudia?
Oh, darn.
Hmm?
I guess I wasn't supposed to say anything about it, Mom. But Teddy's gone up to the Sky Ranch. She was quite upset this morning. She came by our house and asked if she could stay at the ranch for a couple of days.
Yeah. Well, what time did all this happen?
It began when you talked to her this morning, Dad.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I've really got to run on home. It's almost dinner time.
But, Claudia, what did Teddy say?
Dad can tell you better than I. He was there when it happened. Bye.
Goodbye, my dear.
Yes, yes.
Henry.
Yes, yes.
Claudia seemed quite put out with you.
Yes, yes.
Henry, have you told me everything that happened when you talked to Teddy?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
You mean you haven't?
Mom?
Yes, Paul?
Oh, I'm going up to Sky Ranch for a day or so.
Paul, what is it?
Teddy. Didn't Claudia tell you? She's gone up alone.
But...
Dad, just how did you manage this?
Paul, I didn't manage anything. Your daughter and I were having a quiet, friendly chat when she suddenly became hysterical and said she would never divorce Elwood.
What?
I made no such request of her. I did remark that we never had a divorce in the Barber family, but it was otherwise a calm and quiet conversation. The friendliest sort of talk. But she may possibly have misinterpreted one of my remarks.
Misinterpreted?
I made no such request of her. I don't know what she might have told Claudia, but I made no such request.
Well, apparently she left here feeling under great obligation to you, Dan. That rather than besmirch the family name, she promised never to divorce Elwood. That really must have taken a little doing.
But completely unintentional.
And she's at the Sky Ranch alone?
Well, old Ben is up there.
Paul, I didn't mean to put her under obligation to me. I talked about divorce, yes. And there is nothing I said on the subject that I regret saying. And believe me, during all the early part of our conversation, the girl was attentive and quiet and quite friendly. But suddenly she said she was not a barber by blood or birth.
Oh, Henry.
That possibly she couldn't live up to my standards. And she made me a promise that I didn't ask for and ran.
Well, you must have made her feel like an outsider somehow.
Oh, Henry.
Paul, no man can remember every word of a long conversation that took place hours ago. I've searched back in my mind all day for the key to her sudden hysteria. Oh, I have no feeling in my heart that Teddy is an outsider, as you say, Paul. No, no, no. Why, the thought that you adopted her never enters my mind. I did say, and this is all I said on the subject, and it was unimportant. I said, when you first came to us, Teddy, some words of that sort, recalling what good friends we had always been, even when she was a little girl. Of course, that was a mistake, perhaps, Paul. Well, obviously it was. Using the words came to us was tactless, perhaps. But, while I regret that she wishes to divorce Elwood, while I abhor divorce, and while I did try, Paul, to convey to her that one must face one's difficulties and surmount them, I didn't ask her for any promise. That wasn't the purpose of my talk, I've written her a note to that effect.
One?
Yes, I mailed a note to her this afternoon.
Where'd you send it?
Care of the hospital.
But she left for the Sky Ranch shortly after lunch. She won't have received it.
I had to rewrite it several times, Paul. Yes, there are one or two drafts of it in the wastebasket if you
care. No, Dad. I'll tell her she's absolved of any promises.
Make it clear to her, I had no intention of eliciting a promise from her.
Ed, I think you'd better leave this alone now, don't you? From now on, just let me handle it, huh?
Yes.
But you don't seem to understand. Teddy is living on the frayed end of her nerves. She needs love, not advice. Not criticism, not moralizing. Love. So I'll appreciate it if, from this point on, you'll let me handle my daughter in my own fashion. Good night. I've got to get started for the Sky Ranch.
Good night, Paul. Make her know how much we love her.
Okay, Mom. Good night.
Why didn't you tell me all about it when I asked you, Henry?
Yes.
It doesn't pay ever to interfere, Henry. I've told you so many times.
Yes.
Were you ashamed of what happened? Is that why you didn't tell me?
I don't know what went wrong, Fanny. I don't know how she could have misunderstood my intentions. Surely, feeling about her as I do, my love for her was in every word I said.
Barbers will be back in just a moment. Ladies, try Bactine and our double your money back guarantee. That's right, double your money back if you don't say Bactine is the finest family antiseptic and general purpose germicide you've ever used. Bactine has amazing germ killing powers, yet it is so gentle to skin, so fresh and clean smelling. Bactine does not hurt, it does not stain, but it is powerful, and it does protect against the spread of infection. Get a bottle of Bactine from your druggist and try it at our risk. When someone in the family has a cut or scratch, bathe it with Bactine. When the itching and burning of athlete's foot causes discomfort, bathe the feet with Bactine. When you're caring for the sick or preparing food, make sure your hands are clean. Bathe them with Bactine. These are but a few of Bactine's many, many household uses. Get a bottle of Bactine and read how this remarkable product can be helpful to you every day. All we ask you to do is try your first bottle of this wonderful new family antiseptic made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. If you don't say Bactine is the finest family antiseptic, that it has more helpful uses in your home than any antiseptic you've ever used, return the bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and we'll give you double your money back. Yes, double your money back if you don't like it. Your drugstore has Bactine in 30 and 70 cent size bottles. Be sure you ask for Bactine. Bactine. Here's the family again.
I had a premonition there were going to be some fireworks. Dad shoot off a few Roman candles while I was having my shower.
Everything's going to be all right, Clifford. Paul is going to handle things from now on. There'll be no more nonsense.
Friends, remember, try Bactine, the marvelous new family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide. Get it on the no-risk guarantee of double your money back if you're not satisfied. Go to your drugstore and get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine. Try it for many of its amazing uses. Then, if you don't think Bactine is the finest family antiseptic you've ever used, if you don't find more uses for it than any other antiseptic you've ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Get Bactine right away. Bactine. Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Teddy encounters Elwood. Chapter 20, Book 81. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.